We go to the live line this morning, and joining us on Farm Talk with the National Milk Producers Federation, Alan Birga is on the line. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks for joining me. Sounds like just wrapping up here this week, the National Milk Producers Federation wrapping up their annual meeting in Orlando. How did that go?
It's interesting, actually, that it was in Orlando because, you know, Florida doesn't necessarily have nearly as many dairy farms as Wisconsin does, but it's a dairy region that really has some interesting challenges. You know, this federal milk marketing order discussion is going on right now, and one of the big questions is the Class 1 price surface, which because of the cost of transportation in Florida, which is pretty much a fluid milk market, you know, it really is critical for some of these dairy farms' very existence that changes be made to that Price 1 surface. Now, this gets into very arcane dairy discussions about federal order formulas and such, but it was a big topic of discussion at the meeting. And it also shows, you know, the difference in what issue is important versus what different issues are important in other parts of the country. You know, you get folks in the upper Midwest, and they're all talking about, you know, the make allowance for cheese plants. And then you get to other areas, well, nationwide, everyone is concerned about this Class 1 mover formula that's basically given the processors $1 billion advantage over farmers over the last, you know, 5 years. So it really becomes a challenging conversation, but it's also a positive conversation because, you know, NMPF members have lined up behind a plan that everyone can live with, and we continue to work on it as we go into our federal milk marketing order hearing that really resumes next week. So, yeah, people have a good time in Florida, but now we're going to get out of the frying pan and into the fire the week after Thanksgiving. The federal milk marketing order resumes in Carmel, Indiana, and so we're going to be getting back to work pretty fast.
How long will that take then? Is that going to is something that's going to spill over into 2024 or something that's going to be wrapped up?
You know, I'm going to stop making predictions on this because I just look like a fool in retrospect. You know, this thing was supposed to be projected to be done in mid-October, and then it resumed because of some venue issues, and I was picking up after Thanksgiving. They were saying 1 week, maybe two. Now I am hearing the potential that this hearing could go into 2024. It's two things. One, venue availability. And second, the processor groups are just drawing out the clock like you would not believe. I think people have been very surprised at how confrontational a process this has been in an industry where people are really known for working together. But, I mean, I understand that the economy is tight, but every sector, including the farmers, have to succeed for dairy to thrive. And when your attitude is, I am grubbing for every cent to the point where I'm going to be nasty toward you, that's not what built this industry. And that's not what is going to allow it to thrive going forward. NMPF is very confident in its proposal. I mean, NMPF feels like we continue to have the farmer unity. And by the way, it's the farmer unity that matters when there's a federal order vote, as Secretary Vilsack has pointed out. So we're feeling good about our proposal. But, man, what is the point in drawing this thing out when you literally have dairy farmers in Florida and elsewhere who are watching this proceeding to see whether or not they can keep their farm? I mean, we got to get on with this.